By moving backwards in time, we have the opportunity to be allowed into the lives of our reluctant heroes.
What's the matter?
You.
I'm not quite sure how to take that.
The merest suggestion that you were not what you thought you were. That was all it took to get you at our mercy.
To discover what makes them tick in this time of crisis.
What if I'm not the doctor? What if I never have been?
Look, I know you. You're a good man and you've done nothing but help people for all the time I've known you.
There's such change and confusion in our lifelines that we need a strong anchor to hold on to.
To see if they've changed since the last time Ellery Queen gave something to the bestseller's shut.
You murdered me. Killed me in cold blood. No amount of apologizing can make up for that.
Having established areas of peril for our protagonists, and indeed having established our protagonists, and an unknown foe, we find ourselves in a very solid position to keep them reading.
Now is not the best time to discuss the impermanence of life, Guy.
Oh, how kind of you to trivialise my pain.
I mean, for all we know, we might have spent our lives in some artificial reality machine, and the software's gone on the blink. Or perhaps we're fictional characters in some other universe to be guided by our puppeteers however they see fit.
I thought you'd forgotten all about me. After you killed me...
When people die, you don't fuss over the little things.
But you said it yourself, it hits people on different levels.
Doesn't change the fact that my actions directly shape the course of a man's destiny.
And fussing over it isn't helping anybody.
What have I done?
Do you really need to ask? Just accept that all your nightmares will be coming true, Doctor.
Then, it's back to the action.